مارك الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Esteemed listeners of Mark al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, we welcome you to our spiritual breakfast and we are busy with our Riyadu Salihin. Hadith number 234, where we continue speaking about how that you should be compassionate to your Muslim brother. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, the Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, mentions Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, المسلم أخو المسلم, that a Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. لا يخونه, he does not cheat him. ولا يكذبه, and he does not lie to him. ولا يخذله, and he does not abandon helping him. He does not abandon helping him. كل المسلم على المسلم حرام عرضه وماله ودمه. The honor, the wealth, and the life of every Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim. So the honor, the sanctity of a Muslim is being stressed in these ahadith. At-taqwa ha-huna, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that piety is here, and he pointed to his chest. بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمُ. It is sufficient to be regarded as a sin when a person despises his Muslim brother. Just like that, you just want to despise your Muslim brother. You feel superior, you feel in charge, you feel in control. So you don't mind speaking to your employees in the manner that you wish to, because you are in charge. You don't mind taking the wealth of your Muslim brother, robbing, deceiving, using fake to portray, advertise your images or your products. All of this is done, why? To deceive the next, so that you can go up in life. Inverted commas, go up in life in inverted commas. Actually, you are going down in life. Actually, you are going down in life because you have chosen a pathway that is now going against the standards which Allah Azza wa Jal has prescribed for you as a Muslim does not do this here. He does not go into this where he deceives others just for some worldly benefit. He doesn't lie because he just wants to get some more funds. He doesn't deceive, but rather what does he actually do? He speaks the truth. This was Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they always were searching, striving to speak the truth, even if it meant that they, in material benefit, material wealth, it would mean that that might prove as a loss. But they said in the eyes of Allah, what is actually a loss? Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah Azza wa Jal takes an oath on time and then says that insan is at a loss. Except who? Illa alladhina amanu, except for those who bring iman. Wa amilu salihat, and they do good actions. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. They encourage the truth. And they encourage patience. Because when you're encouraging the truth, and the person needs to now come into this life, which is of the Sadiqeen, where Allah Azza wa Jal says that, in Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqullah wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. O people of Iman, adopt taqwa, bring taqwa in your life. And Allah Azza wa Jal then says, this is the way to do it. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the pious. And this is how you're going to adopt that taqwa. You'll find out the in and outs of how to get into iman, how to rise your iman, how to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, to come to that friendship level with Allah Azza wa Jal, and what's going to take you out. So immediately you will know. If I want to learn how to drive, I can study the books, and I can see, okay, this is the in and outs. But when I'm sitting behind that steering wheel, if I don't have someone who's going to assist me, it's going to take a long time. I might just give up. I might make so many mistakes. Barely my first journey, and there I go and smash into a light pole, a street pole. Or I smash into someone else. I risk the life of someone else. All of this took place, why? Because I didn't equip myself sufficiently to be behind that steering wheel. But as soon as I take on someone, I ask someone for assistance who's an expert in this, and he teaches me, he takes out the time weekly and says, look, this is what you have to do here, this is what you have to do here. So then this now, in a short period of time, I'm able to drive professionally. Whereas it would have taken me years and years with all the accidents. So likewise, a mu'min is one who is truthful. To acquire this quality of truthfulness, we have to sit in the company of the truthful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions here that taqwa is at-taqwa hahuna, that taqwa is here. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then pointed at his chest. Meaning that when you are deceiving that mu'min, but you're still in the clothing of piety, or in the clothing of dress of pious people, and now you're deceiving people, that means that taqwa has left you. The taqwa in your heart is gone, because now you are making khiyana, cheating, stealing, lying. So what happened then? So when you're honoring that person, you're honoring that believer, and you see that, okay, this is the wealth of a believer, this is the honor of the believer, this is the blood of the believer, I can't just do this here. Then you'll have this quality of ithar, where you'll prefer others over yourself. And when this quality comes into your life, then it's just plain and simple that you want what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has encouraged you towards, so that you may be successful in this world and the year after. You'll only want to adopt those mannerisms, only those attitudes, those actions. We come now to Hadith 235. وَعَنْهُ is also Shaykh al-Hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَا تَحَاسَدُوا لَا تَنَاجَسُوا وَلَا تَبَاغَدُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this also has to deal with honoring our Muslim people. That, how do we honor them? That we do not harbor jealousy for one another. He's got more wealth. He's got a better car than me. He's got a better house than me. He's got a better this than me. No, you're supposed to make dua for that person. Make dua in private and say, oh Allah, increase it for that person. And also grant me, this is the way to combat the jealousy. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la tahasadu. Do not harbor jealousy for one another. وَلَا تَنَاجَسُوا. Do not cheat one another. وَلَا تَبَاغَذُوا. Do not bear malice towards one another. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. Do not turn your backs upon one another. وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْدُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْءِ بَعْدٍ. And do not enter into a transaction when another has already done so. The transaction has just been concluded. The person said he's going to pay for the item, for the goods. He's just bringing the money. And there you go into that very same, dive straight into that transaction and you say, no, I'll offer a better price. It was concluded. Everything was sorted. But now a third party comes in and he offers more. So now that is not permissible. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. That, O servants of Allah, remain as brothers. Al-Muslimu akhul muslimi. A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. La yadhlimuhu. He does not cause, he does not oppress him, wrong him. Wala yahqiruhu. He does not belittle him. Wala yakhdhuluhu. Nor abandons helping him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-taqwa hahuna. That piety is here, and he pointed to his chest. وَيُشِيرُ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam signaled, pointed to his chest 3 times. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِحَسْبِ امْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sufficient to be regarded as a sin when a person despises his Muslim brother. كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُهُ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the blood, the wealth and the honor of every Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim. So just quickly, what do we mean by tanajasu? It means to raise the price of an item while having no intention to purchase it. So people, generally they have a misunderstanding and they say auctions is haram. Auctions is permissible, but when does it become haram? It becomes haram when I place a person there in that gathering. So I'm selling my phone. I'm selling a car, but I just place a party there who I keep relation with in secrecy, and I place him there to say, look, you must just be there to raise the price. So it's all arranged. Now that is impermissible. That is not permissible. So someone says 50,000, he will raise the price, say no, 55,000. And like this, just to raise the price. But he has no intention to purchase it. It was all arranged, staged, so that this item may be raised, the price may be raised. Then also, this can also take place. I'm selling it's not an auction, I'm selling an item to someone, and I say that, okay, this is the price. And then I stage this act. I say, okay, my friend must just walk in. I instruct my friend. I say, I'll give you a cut. You just walk in and you must say, oh, this item is just so beautiful, so amazing. I'm willing to pay this price for it. He has no intention to purchase it. Likewise, in the first instance, at the auction, he's just there to raise the price. Why is it forbidden? It is forbidden because this is deception. And a believer does not deceive another. Hasad, jealousy, means to hope for bounty to be removed from a person of whom one is envious. This is in contrast to ghibta. Ghibta is, which is to desire for a bounty possessed by someone without hoping that it is to be removed from him. So there's a difference here. Hasad, I want that item, he must not enjoy it. Why does he have this here? He's got such a smart house. No, it must be removed from him. That is now hasad, jealousy. Even though I don't enjoy it, even though I don't even want it, I don't desire it, but why does he have it? That's the problem. So that is jealousy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this you should not have. This is an evil quality. This is in contrast to ghibta. Ghibta is that which is to desire for a bounty possessed by someone, but you do not hope that it is removed from him. That is the difference. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this, all these good qualities that we're supposed to bring into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to bring it into our lives, and the evil, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove it from us. Jealousy, malice, pride, arrogance, all these filthy qualities, may Allah remove it from us so that we can become pure and we are fit then to enter that place which is pure, and that is Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.